So you're the famed monster hunter, are you? Let's look at you. I have to admit, you're not what I expected. You look so ordinary. Not that that's a bad thing. I had an image of you being more like the mercenaries downstairs. The mercenaries. You must have seen them. The fine, upstanding gentlemen, strong and stout, and absolutely blind drunk. They're here to keep us safe, and I feel so safe. For all of his splendour and velvet cloaks, the Count is cheap. That's why all the merchants banded together and hired you. Who am I? I'm Honey. Yes, I know, it's an interesting name. My mother was an interesting woman. Who am I? Who do you think I am? Wait, whose daughter? You think Victor's my father? That's so insulting. No, he's my stepfather. How do you like his inn? It's very fine. He's one of the richest people in the village. It was his idea to hire you. No, my mother's dead. She died a long time ago. I was only a child. I never really knew her. My father died before I was born, and she needed somewhere safe. So she married Victor. The utter fool. No, he is. Come on, be honest. But don't worry. He's not going to walk in and make accusations on finding me here. He doesn't really care. Well, he cares that the Count likes me. That's why he keeps me locked up. Well, he thinks he keeps me locked up. It's fairly easy to pick a lock. Normally, I skulk about the village. Under cover of darkness, with only the moonlight lighting my way. Sometimes I venture into the forest. I know it's dangerous. It's so very dangerous. But I need that. He treats me like a doll. He gives me pretty clothes and sits me down on the chair and expects me to look pretty. To be a lady. He has no idea what a lady is. He just wants me to marry the Count, who is an utter fool as well. This village is populated with fools and oafs. And to be honest, I'm not surprised that the monster is killing us off. I apologize, I don't socialize much. I'm a little bit savage. Under all of this fine silk. So tell me, Monster Hunter, are you going to save us all? Every night at least one person dies. The monster is relentless. Hunting with a vengeance, with a purpose. Seems almost human. And no one has caught a glimpse of it. All we find is what's left behind. The blood, the gore, the broken bodies. That monster is wild and savage. And you're going to be the one to capture it, are you? Or kill it? Are you going to kill the monster? hunt it down, stab it with your steely knives. Not steel. Silver. Why silver? You use silver knives on monsters. No, I don't really want to see. Blades aren't my thing. It looks dangerous, though. No, I don't want to feel it. The metal looks cold. Like it would chill. Chill me to the bone. What else do you have in your arsenal? Pistols? A net? Charms? Wolfsbane? Is that what that sickly smell is? So cloyingly sweet. I thought it was just, I don't know, perfume. Guess I can smell it. I've always had a very keen sense of smell. So what's your plan? Don't be shy. Come on, you can tell me. I mean, who would I tell? Victor's far too concerned with how much coin he has, and the Count just talks about how wonderful he is, and the history of his family. Everyone is so concerned with history around here. Who their father was, who their grandfather was. You know, I never really understood that. I never got it. But then I found out who my father was. And as foolish and oafish as the villagers are, they're right. Where you come from is everything. It makes you who you are. So tell me, Monster Hunter. Who are you? No. Truthfully. Be honest. You're not a monster hunter. You're a monster. I can sense it. I can taste it. I can smell it. You reek of it. You reek of a monster pretending to be prey. Of a wolf pretending to be a sheep. Just like me. I was 18 when I found out. I had been having nightmares for months. Always at their worst when the moon was full. So I took a walk, a midnight walk. I used to skirt along the edge of the forest, but that night, something called me. Something drew me deeper into the wood. And they surrounded me, wolves. But I wasn't afraid. I should have been, I mean. Wild wolves. They should have torn me limb from limb, but they didn't. They just looked at me. I never realized how bright moonlight was. You can see everything, or at least I could, in that moment. And they howled. And I remembered my father and how he was killed. He was just trying to protect my mother, his mate. My mother's human name was Luna. They killed him. The Count's father, Victor. Knives, tore him limb from limb. They burnt what was left and soaked the ashes with holy water. Then they found my mother, dirty, afraid, and they rescued her. She married Victor. She needed to hide. But the grief was too much. Living with the man who killed her mate, sleeping in his bed, letting him touch her, it drove her mad, and she killed herself and left me here with the sheep. I didn't know. I knew I was different. I could feel the wood calling, even as a child. It's why Victor keeps me locked up. It's for my own good, you see. I need to be protected and kept safe. Safe from the monster. But locks only work on people. They don't work on monsters like us. Famed monster hunter. A werewolf. My werewolf. I felt you long before you came to the village. I've been dreaming of you forever. I know you. I know you like I know myself. And you came to me. You're not what I expected. I didn't expect my mate to come in the guise of a monster hunter. Sent to dispatch me to save the village. Are you going to save them? Are you going to let them live? Or are you going to help me? Help me get revenge for my father and my mother? Tell me, my mate. Are you here to help me? Or help them? Help me kill them all, and we can go into the woods. We can live. We can hunt. We can be happy. Or help them. Be the famed monster hunter that you are, and never know true happiness. So tell me. Which do you choose? My darling, monster hunter.